Hachette Audio presents Madness Rules the Hour, Charleston, 1860, and the Mania for War. Written by Paul Starobin. Read by Kevin Stillwell.
In memory of Ruth Rosensinger. Author's note. To grasp prices and values in Charleston, 1860, in today's dollars, multiply by 28. A $5 a night hotel room back then would cost $140 now. An annual subscription to the Mercury at $10 would cost $280. A field hand sold at a slave mart for $900 would cost $25,200. Real estate valued at $25,000 would be worth about $700,000. The $360,000 in assets of a very wealthy man in Charleston, an oligarch, would be worth about $10 million. A year's cotton production by a prosperous planter of, say, 150 bales, might fetch $36,000 on the market, worth just over $1 million today. As for pronunciation, the family name of Robert Newman Gordon and his brother Henry sounds like, in the French style, Gideen. The surname of Andrew Gordon McGrath is pronounced in the Scottish style, McGraw. Fort Moultrie is pronounced Moultrie. Target, Charleston. The note arrived in Washington on the 14th of February, 1862. The war between North and South was still less than a year old.